Let's go right to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Graylin's on the phone right now. Hey, welcome to the show.
How's it going, guy?
Hey, it's going great. Here you've got a little bit of a frustrating situation.
Oh, man. Let me tell you about it.
All right.
So my house was it was constructed in 2016, but apparently when they were laying the bricks, it had to have rain maybe a day or two, and the sod wasn't down. And that rain hit that red mud, and it splashed up on the bricks, and it's in the bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And now I tried power washing it with just plain water, but it didn't do any good. And I looked at some products online, but they were like corrosive, or they had acids in them, and they said it could damage your lawn or your shrubbery, so I really just don't know what to do to get it out.
Okay, well, it's certainly a problem, and it's one that can be avoided so easily, Graylin. I'll tell you, you know, I've built a lot of houses, just built a new house for myself, and you know something that I did? I don't have bricks, but I have a fiber cement siding, and you know, I still didn't want all of that clay, you know, splashing up on that.
Yeah.
And so what I always did is I would buy this inexpensive hay, several bales of hay, and all along the drip line, I kept a 3-foot path all the way around the house. Not only does it kind of minimize dirt that's being tracked into the home, but when that splash, it just dissipates that splash to where you don't have it splashing back against the house. I wish other builders would do that. It cost a little bit of money, not much. You're talking about just, you know, trash hay, basically, but I wish they had used that on your house. But we've had this question before, and it is a genuine concern. It's one of those things that every darn time you drive up to your house, you probably probably look at it. So
go right to it.
I know it. So I know, Joe, you did some research on this a while back because we had this same scenario with another homeowner. What do you think is the best way for Graylin to approach this?
Well, Graylin, there are this is a common enough problem. They actually do make products specifically for that are not acidic or corrosive, and they're typically just called red clay stain removers.
Okay.
And there's a company called Crud Cutter, and that's both words are spelled with a K. That's a company. They have a lot of products. They make one. There's a company out of Georgia, and Georgia has a lot of red clay pretty much everywhere, and they have one called Mud Away.
Mud Away.
And then the safest one that I've heard is, I've not used this particular one, it's called a company called EnviroSafe. So it's like environment, E-N-V-I-O, then the word safe, EnviroSafe, red clay stain remover. But before you even buy anything, what I would try is get some oxygen bleach, powdered oxygen bleach, and it's sold by different names. Ajax makes one. But in any case, you just mix it with hot water, which is important, not cold water, because you have to dissolve it. Mix it, stir it up, then just try a small spot to see if it works before you try to do the whole house. And just scrub it with a nylon bristle scrub brush at first. And if that works, then that would be the least expensive way to go. So that's what I would try. If the oxygen bleach doesn't work, then you can go to one of the red clay stain removers. And I should mention, the good thing about oxygen bleach is it doesn't evaporate as quickly as chlorine bleach. And if you get it on you, it's not going to stain your clothes. It's not going to kill the plants next door or the grass or anything else.
Okay, oxygen bleach. So I can get that anywhere, any hardware.
You can get that at a supermarket. You can get that anywhere.
Let me ask you this right quick. Now, I saw on one site right quick, they said maybe you should soak the brick first before you put a product on it. Soak the brick.
That's always a good
soak
idea.
Soak up some of the water and then try a product and then try and, you know, maybe power wash it or scrub it or what have you.
Yeah, that
would be a good idea. It would help dissolve some of the mud. But if you're using a product, a commercially made product like Crud Cutter or Mud Away, read the directions. If you should wet the surface first, they would definitely tell you that.
Okay, great.
And I would also suggest, Graylin, that you wet all of your shrubs and your grass and that type of thing.
Absolutely,
just to minimize any chance that it will harm that or, you know, stunt the growth in any way. That'll help you a little bit on that.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Okay, we got a weekend ahead of us here. Get out there and get it done, okay?
Hey, it's a job. Gotta do it.
Okay, man. Well, thanks so much, and best of luck to you. Stay healthy, and thanks for being with us here on the radio show.
Same here. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you very much.